Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want any trouble. Just get out.
Oh, shit.
What's cracking, y'all? Dagger,
L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And if you're tuning in right now, then it's officially Fuck You Fridays, all right? That's where, you know, if you got anything to get off your chest, work, school, friends, family, whatever, you got something to let go of real quick, this is the time you need to call in because it is the weekend, it is Friday. And like I said, I don't want y'all taking that shit into the weekend. I know, you know, it's tough, it's hard, it's rough out there in the world, but fuck it, man. If you made it to the weekend, then shit, this is the time to sit back, relax, chill, and not deal with that bullshit, all right? So I'll try to give y'all a chance to let that shit go and let that shit out, all right? So that's what we're here for. And then, of course, as you know, that means there's no music tonight. It's just all talk. It's just kind of a special Fuck You Fridays because the Witted Boys got a show tonight. So for the next 2 hours, you're going to hear, and they'll tell them what you may hear. You know, that's how we do on Fridays. But at least what you'll be hearing is, like I said, me getting ready for the show. You got to go pick up Fresh with it, you know, then hook up with West with it. And then also we're going to do a special bonus hour. All right, now, what's going to happen is that now, for those that don't realize how these shows go, if you go back and download the show and listen to it, like, at your own leisure, then, well, let me take that back. Now, live, they don't give me 2 hours for a live show. But if I run over those 2 hours, then the show keeps recording, and then you just have to go back and actually download the whole episode to get the whole thing. So what we're going to do today, all right, for all my live callers and for all my live listeners, you got to hold the line and stay on the line past 2 hours if you want to hear what the bonus features are going to be or what the bonus content is going to be, all right? Or just make sure you go back and download this episode later on, and then you can hear what happened after the 2 hours was up because I'm just going to keep talking until they cut me off today, all right? So that's where we're at with that. Of course, I want to shout out the boss lady, Topaz, to say without her. None of this shit will be going down here on Bang Out Radio. Like I said, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple N Show on Mondays, no West Coast Wednesdays Hump Night. So thank you, Topaz, as always, for letting me do my motherfucking thing here on Bang Out Radio, bringing these independent artists out here, a place where they can chill, relax, talk, you know, network, as well as play their music. All right, so thank you. Second, as always, like I said, all independent artists, everybody out there doing their music, doing something positive with their life instead of some bullshit, you know what I mean? Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Need to be more of y'all in the world, more of us, because I'm an artist too, so we're in the same boat, all right? So make sure you keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody stop you. Keep putting out good quality music, all right? So I definitely got something to do over here. You know, we're not going to be listening to my music today, but still, you know, I got a whole lot of other shows. So make sure if you want to send in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. That's the best way to get at me about anything. Dagger's Beauties of the Week, if you want to send in your pictures and bios for consideration, all music, producers, directors, you know, anybody. If you want to get the Dagger or Bang Out Radio, that's where you need to holler at me, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes 2 hours out of their day to sit back, relax, and listen to this damn show. Because I know, like I said, I know y'all got better things to do. Trust me. Even sometimes myself, I be thinking, like, man, do I really want to do the show today? But y'all like the show, so I'm going to keep doing the show. And as long as that's it, and as long as that's the agreement that we have, and y'all keep talking about the show, then we're going to keep doing this motherfucking thing till the wheels fall off or till we can't do it no more. All right? So thank you. So, shit, man. Like I said, waiting on the homegirl Curious to get out here right now because she's going to roll with me till we get back to L.A. Niggas got to get ready for the show. Got to pick up Fresh with it on the way. Then I got to get, I don't know what I'm going to do. Actually, what I may do, I'm going to have to let my nigga Fresh with it take over the airways for a little while I need to get in the shower and get fresh in a little bit later. So we're going to let him do that. But in the meantime, hold on, let me text this girl, see what the fuck she doing, taking so long. But yeah, but man, shit, so much is going on with me, man. I don't even know where I want to look at it. I don't even know what I'll start off talking about this Friday, man, because number one, I guess the first thing I'm going to talk about is, have you ever been in those situations where you ever be around people or you have people in your lives that when you got something important going on, you got something that you got to do or something that's about to happen, they try to bring you down before that shit goes down? I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying. Like today I got a show, right? I got my show tonight. I've been excited about the show, you know, all week. These are very few times and very few things get me excited. So, you know, when the Witted Boys get to perform, or anytime I get to perform, you know, I'm happy. I'm excited about that. But then, of course, today I get a call on some bullshit, and that just basically tried to bring down a whole scenario. Like, Like, yo, you got any tickets left? Like, no, I got one ticket left. But I got one ticket left. But, I mean, you know, I'll let you have it or whatever. Well, I need more tickets than that. I mean, people wanted to come out and everything like that. It's like, okay, number one, yeah, I'm out of tickets because I sold the tickets. You know, there are people out there that actually are willing to support what I'm doing and what we got going on out here. So, you know, they actually purchased tickets. So, on one hand, it's like, for those that want to purchase tickets and actually help out on what I got going on, of course, they're going to get tickets first outside of me just giving away tickets and me having to cover those tickets for somebody else. Anybody that's out there that's done these kind of shows or, you know, or been in these type of situations where, you know, you have to, because when you do a showcase or do these type of things, they want to make sure you have a fan base of supporting people that's going to come out and support the show. I'm building that. You know, I'm getting that. I'm getting there and everything. It's I wish I had as many supporters in my live shows as I do on this radio show. But like I said, a lot of y'all is all around the world, so I understand that. So it's okay. But what happens is that there are certain people that get mad, like I just don't give them tickets and they don't comprehend that, you know, I don't technically lose, but I'm not gaining anything by giving you a ticket when I could actually gain something when somebody's actually supporting the show. I mean, there's more to supporting somebody than just going out there and just, you know, yelling and screaming, and that's basically what it boils down to. But, I mean, there's more than that. There's more than that to support. You know, a lot of people just feel all they got to do is show up and everything, or they just feel they only got to do the bare minimum to show support. And there's a lot of ways to be supportive. All right, but my thing is, don't half-ass something and think that, and then call yourself being supportive and then want to say shit like, well, this is why I don't come out to your shows or whatever anyway. It's like, well, that's fine. You know, a lot of people don't come out to my shows that say they are, so I'm not tripping off of that either. You know, all I'm tripping off of is those that say they're going to go and that show that they're going to do that, and that's what I support and that's what I like and that's what I respect. So, but just basically get all irate with me and everything like that and all like, well, you should have had my tickets to the side. You should have held my tickets or... This ain't no waiting game. It's funny because when I told people, there are certain people, here's where it is. There are certain people that, at least as an artist, and y'all artists out there will understand what I'm saying, there are those people where it's like, you got a show, you tell people you got a show, they're going to automatically be like, okay, where is it, how much, doesn't matter, I'm there. There are those people that do that. Then you have those people that's like, oh, well, I'll see what I can do. Maybe if I can find a sitter. You got those people. And then you got the people that just go, man, I'll come if you pay for my ticket if I'm in free. If you get it, if you handle everything for me, I mean, I'll go and I'll show up. And then, you know, there's different ranges of people that come out and do shit. Now, everybody may want to support what you're doing, but you see who's dedicated to supporting you. You know, who's really on that train with you, who's really trying to have your back and, you know, help boost what you already going on, what you already have going on. There are those people that are out there like that. Now, for everybody else, like I said, your support is great, and, you know, it's all love and everything, but if that's not what you, if you ain't on that type where you really just trying to really have a nigga's back and really be out here and rolling like we rolling and doing what the fuck we doing, then I don't need no half-steppers, and I don't want no half-steppers. I don't want nobody half-assing the situation. Don't want nobody half-assing me. Don't want nobody half-assing the show. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to deal with that. And then it winds up just messing up shit anyway, which is even worse. You'll never want to go to a show where people are actually fucking with you at the show, you know, trying to bring you down during the show and everything like that or whatever. I've been in that situation too, and that shit is fucking crazy. Like, did you really come out to the show just to fuck with me while I was at the show, right before I'm about to go on? Like... And then they come to the show, and it's like, okay, look, as cocky as this may sound or whatever, but when I'm at a show, when the Witty Boys is at a show, when we're out there doing what we're doing, people that are there for us come to see us. Now, if you're coming there for other things or just to hang out or to do whatever, that's fine. But then I've been in a situation where it's like I've been there for a show, and people have come out for the show, but they were standing off away from, or they weren't part of the group that was there for the show, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, they weren't there, they didn't come hang out with the artists that they came to support. They just came to the place and was just sitting around doing whatever. And then they get mad at me, well, you didn't even act like I was there. You didn't even come say nothing to me. You didn't even, but I invited you to the show. You're here, so I don't understand why you're not over here with us where all of us are here for the show. That doesn't make sense to me. Why do you come support the artist or come hang out with the artist and everything like that, and you're nowhere near the artist that you came to support? I mean, maybe I'm the only person that gets people like this or gets in these situations. I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure. But that shit irritates me just because I don't understand and I don't get it. If you were going to do all that, then just not come at all. What's the point? Why waste my time, your time, everybody else's time? Why be upset, unhappy? Why all that? I don't get it. Makes no sense. Let me hold on one quick second. I do apologize for the show, but I got to take one quick call. Hold on. I'll be right back. I told you it's Fuck You Friday. I said y'all got to bear with me here. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this real quick. Hey. Be right back. Come on, they can do it. All right, my bad, y'all. We back, but yeah, but that's just the thing. Look, this is for all those people. Like I said, if you know independent artists or if you're actually gonna go support somebody and support a show, go out, pay your money for the ticket. Don't be looking for no free tickets and shit. Don't be looking for the hookup. Pay your money. You know, go enjoy yourself and go function with the people you're going to go function with. That's all. It's just that simple. I don't know why people make that shit so hard. Or if you're not going to do that, then stay the fuck home. It's simple. That's the one thing that always pisses me off about life, just period. It's like, shit is really simple. I mean, well, let's put it this way. Life isn't simple. You know, there's things that we all have to deal with, and, you know, there's hard situations out there. But bottom line, if you pay attention and you recognize and you understand what's going on, you can avoid a lot of situations. You know what I mean? You can avoid a lot of bullshit. You can avoid those issues, that drama. You can. Some people like it, though. Some people live off that shit. Some people live for that shit. You know, so it's just crazy. But, I mean, that was just the one main thing I wanted to get off my chest. It's like, you got to, because, I mean, it also is, it messes up. It doesn't really mess up anything, because, again, I'm going to do what the fuck I got to do anyway. Nothing's going to stop me. But it's just fucked up. Unnecessary shit. We got to deal with enough necessary bullshit in the world every now and then where the unnecessary shit is unnecessary. That's why it's unnecessary. See, I said that three times, so I hope y'all got it. All right. I don't know why some people, a lot of people, like going through the extras. It's like, you really got nothing else to do, bored. I don't get that. I don't. Or is it just that you want to be the number one hater? You want to be haters. You want to go fuck with somebody that's doing something positive because you ain't got nothing positive going on. So let me go fuck with somebody that is doing something positive. That's fucked up, too. I say that shit all the time, too. Why? If your shit is fucked up, then keep your fucked up shit to yourself. Shit, my shit is fucked up. I don't take my fucked up shit to other people. You know what I mean? I don't do that. Or I try not to. You know, or if I'm in a bad mood or I got some shit going on or whatever, people want to chill with me or whatever, I tell them straight up, like, yo, I'm not in a good mood. I got issues right now. If I snap on you or something like that, it's not personal. I just, you know, you might not want to be around me right now. I can accept that and I can understand that, and I know how I am when I get to that mode or I get to that situation. So if not, you know, then that's fine. Then I'll fuck with you and we chill out when I feel better. But until then, if you want to deal with the super asshole right now, then that's what you're going to deal with. But then don't get mad at me because I done warned you that that's how I am. And that's how I'm feeling. So like I said, take heed, take warning, be careful. But just don't deal with the bullshit, y'all. The bullshit is the major issue. And people get fucked up and fucked over the smallest of things, the smallest of things. And it's just not worth it, in my opinion. Some of y'all is worth it. Some of y'all some of y'all like that shit. Some of y'all enjoy that shit. Some of y'all get off on that shit. But I'll never understand it. I don't get it. And you can't make it make sense. So anybody that wants to try to make it make sense, I mean, you're more than welcome. You know, this is an open line tonight. Like I said, anybody can call in. Anybody out there listening, 661-621-7559. You can always just chill in the queue. Or you press 1 to holler at me if you got some shit you got to get off your chest. But, I mean, yeah, there's no way you can make that sound right to me. I'm sorry. All right, so if that's what you're going to try to do, you can try. But good luck. All right? But yeah, enough about that. What else? What else? What else is on my head? Work. Man, I love my job. You know, I like the people I work with. I don't like them all. But, I mean, overall, all the people I work with is cool. But, you know, everybody has their little issues and their little things they got to deal with or whatever or something like that sometimes. So I don't want it to sound completely bad. Like I said, I respect the people I work with. I like the people I work with. But at the same time, it just shows, well, let me say this. Work just isn't fun for me anymore. And I guess work isn't supposed to be fun, but it should be, especially if you're doing a job, especially if you're doing a job that you enjoy doing. That's the beauty of work, is that you want to actually try to get a job that you actually like doing. But a lot of us wind up doing jobs that we have to do, you know, that we're responsible for. Niggas got responsibilities. You got to say, hold on, guys. Miss Curious, what do you do? I'm sitting out here, got things to do, and we're on the radio right now. Well, I'm on the radio, so you got to excuse me. This is fucking Friday, so we are. I told the world you was hanging out with, but you had me sitting out here for like 20 minutes.
Shut up.
Damn. Got things to do tonight.
I told the world,
yeah, I was just talking shit a second ago. I'm like, man, like, you out here sitting like the, what is it, the Jehovah Witness.
You texted.
I texted the first 2 times. You didn't respond. So I was an excuse. I didn't get the text.
I got the text.
Oh, she just ignored me.
After the phone call.
Oh, after the phone call. Then you pick up the phone and saw it. Okay. Anyway, Miss Curious is hanging out with me in the background, y'all. So, but yeah, as I was saying, and I need a gas station. Where's the cheap gas station out here? City of Long Beach, y'all. City of Long Beach is crazy. Like, I like Long Beach, but one thing about Long Beach is, like, it really is, like, long. Like, this shit just, if you look out here in the streets and everything, well, I like y'all streets, though. I like the streets of Long Beach. There'll be, like, 4-lane highways and shit out here, or it looks really spaced out. But, ooh, they're the Salvation Army. You ever need some thrifty shit for my face? You did, but no, bro. You got this? It's not this one? Okay, well, I guess I just got to pick whatever gas station we find on the way. But, yeah, my job. All right. Like I said, I enjoyed my job because, well, I still enjoy my job because I love having a job. All right, that's number one. But I enjoyed my job more when I felt like we were really a team, when everybody was together, when everybody had each other's backs, when everybody looked out for each other and all that, because that's what it felt like, that's what was going on. Now, recently, like I said, there's been a lot of shit going on, at least as far as corporate goes, you know, our head bosses and everything like that. And let's just say the pressure's on, at least as far as our section goes, not our section, our campus, because, you know, we got different campuses in different states and everything, so our location is, well, all campuses, let me back up a little bit more, all campuses are being looked at right now like under a magnifying glass because of some shit a very few people were doing in other campuses. So, but because the pressure has been not uplifted, that's not the wrong word because that means it was taken off. Now the pressure has been applied. There we go, that's the word I wanted. All that team shit that I thought we had in our office and all that shit has just basically been thrown out the window. It's fucked up. I mean, it's funny, but it's fucked up when you think about it because it just shows you that no matter how much shit people talk, yeah, we good, we this, we that, whoop, whatever, when it comes down to it, they will slit your throat in order to survive. You know what I mean? They will slit all this. Like I said, you don't believe all the talk. Like I said, I've been there a year now. And in a year, like I said, I just got my vacation hours. I just got some vacation hours. Like, oh, it feels good. You know, when you take a vacation, like, I'm going away for 2 weeks, and y'all going to pay me my money while I'm gone. See, but no, I didn't. I already just cashed out 1 week of vacation because I need that, and I ain't going to really go nowhere. And I still got a week. But, you know, I'm going to just cash me out a whole week. But, yeah. But now that the pressure is on, all the shit that people have been talking or whatever, like, yeah, we all look out for each other. We all got each other's backs. You know, if you need help, holler at me. You know, all that shit is done for now. Because, I mean, the person who's most in charge of the office right now, I guess she gets yelled at. You know, I guess they always say shit rolls downhill. So now you kind of see the lines are being drawn. Like, if motherfuckers start getting fired, people are starting to cover each other. Like, you see the little clicks off in the work. Like, you know, they trying to click off over there. You trying to click off over here, you know. And then I said this a little bit last week, but I'm not going to keep going on bring it back up. But just basically, especially when it comes to me, because, see, I don't talk shit about nobody. And any shit I do talk about at work, I tell to these people's faces. I ain't got no issues with that. None. With telling somebody how I feel straight to their face. And I mean in a respectful way, but still at the same time, it's like you're pissing me off, you're bothering me. You leave me the fuck alone. I can say that. But come to find out, other people, like I said, people have been talking shit about me, of all people. And I don't do shit. That's in the story of my life. I don't do shit to nobody. I don't, well, some people I do. That's not at work. It's on my work.
Get over it by now.
Huh? Look at you dealing with it. I mean, yeah, but I have to deal with it. That's the point. I do. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that it's right.
No.
Just because I deal with it. That's the point, is I shouldn't have to deal with it.
You shouldn't.
That's the thing. And then just really, but it's the same people. It's like, you know what, we're supposed to do everything. And then I come to find out that they tell the person above us. And then, like I said last week, don't sit up here and call yourself telling on me or snitching on me about shit that you do yourself.
Right.
You know?
Why are you telling the one that's next to me? This is all the time in the world, and she'll go and tell that I did it. I'm like, but you're doing shit. Why would you even bring it up?
And I said, exactly. What the fuck? And you do way more than I do. The shit that I do is shit that you do, but you do more shit that I don't do. You know what I mean? And if they knew what you really be doing, then it would really be an issue. But it's like, I'm not the type. I hate that, because that's why the homie says I should just do it. But because they always say do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But that doesn't fly.
So as they do unto you.
As they do unto you.
Right.
Do unto others as they do unto you. Oh.
Right. That's
a new one. Okay, hold on. That's it.
That's the one I go by.
But originally it's supposed to be do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Correct? Okay, that's what I was going on. So, okay. But yeah, I like the new one, though, because that's really where I'm at with it now, too. Fuck that. Because like I said, the good people, good guys, nice girls, people that's actually out there doing right is getting fucked over the worst because we expect them out of other people. And y'all can realize people don't give a fuck. Especially nowadays, man. So many people. And it's crucial because I don't understand what these people be thinking. Like, I don't even want them to lose their job. You know, no matter how much beef I got.
Why are you getting a job, dude?
No matter how much beef I got with you, no matter how much you may annoy me, no matter we each work here. You know what I mean? Understand how hard it is to get a job. Shit, I was out of a job for a whole year before I lucked up on this one, and I got lucky with this one. But I need this shit. You know, some of the people I work with, I mean, I hear these stories or whatever. It sounds like we all need this job. So it's like, if I'm not fucking up your job, why are you going out your way to try to fuck up mine? Like, this is my livelihood right here. You know what I mean? Eat this. And that's what pisses me the fuck off, really, is that you don't realize that you're really fucking up my livelihood here. Like, I lose this. I'm right back in the situation I was, that I just came from, you know, and I'm not trying to go back. Especially if I'm going to go back, if I get fired or something like that, it's going to be for some shit I did. You know, it's going to be my fault. And then I have to accept that when it happens. But if I get fired, or that is because somebody either said this or whoop or whatever, because they think it's not going to, or because they try to shoot their ass. Yeah, right. It's a problem. It's going to be a problem. So that's just work. But like I said, y'all just got to really watch yourselves. Watch the people you deal with. Watch the people you associate with. Watch the people you work with. Because like I said, they may be your best friend. They may try to pretend to be your best friend or whatever. But when the push comes to shove, like I said, motherfuckers will hang you out there to dry. Like, hey, you like one of the niggas on the rope back in the slave days. Not to bring up old slavery shit, but, I mean, hang you so fast. Lynch that nigga right there. Lynch him. We'll be okay. You know what I mean? You know, what do they call it? We got to make a sacrifice. You know, that's cold that I have to look at it that way because, like I said, I do a lot of work. I really do my work. You know, I do my work. I'm never really absent. You know,
late this morning, though.
I was late this morning a little bit. But I have sick time left, and that's fine. But I'm not even that late that often. But at the same time, I've seen these people walk in damn near late every day to work. You know what I mean? Or they leave early, or they just take off. And it's always something. I got to go do this. I got to go pick up my kids. I got to do. Okay, that's fine. You know, I understand that. But at the same time, how many jobs you know where you can just walk off in the middle of the day, like, I'm going to go pick up my kid? You know, certain things you have, there's certain jobs that don't allow you to just walk off in the middle of the day, no matter what's going on. And I see people do this shit like 2-3 times a week. Am I lying? No, I'm not. Like I said, by all means, I keep my mouth shut.
I understand, though. If you're a parent, you ain't got nobody to pick up your kids. You got to pick up your kid.
Right, but as a parent and having a job, and this is a job that's important to you, you would think that you would have your kids' well-being situated.
That's not always easy to...
I mean, it's
some
not...
Some people have a problem raising their kids. Some people have a problem with their kids being in the car with other people. Some people are just
over... All right, but then...
circumstances.
But I'm just saying, I'm not hating on them. I'm just saying that they're lucky, and I feel they're abusing the luckiness that they do have. Because, honestly, I don't believe all the time that it's about their kids. You know how many people you know that use their kids as an excuse?
Oh, shut up. We didn't want to go there.
All right, then. That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying not to go out. I can't go out because it's your kids, but... I'm not even lying. I think it's
75%
of the time your kids ain't that
easy.
I'll tell you on that.
Okay, or like I said, if that's what it is, it's just also the sense of, okay, you need to pick up your kids. But I'm just saying, if your job is important to you or anything like that, you should also be able to have your shit situated where, and like I said, we make money. Don't get it twisted. We making a cool little check in here, whatever, right? So you can do what you got to do to make sure your kid is situated. I believe you can do that. I'm sorry. There's ways, like I said, you either know somebody, you find a daycare you trust, you if the kid's in school, make sure you know your kid's schedule so you can, you know what I mean? There's ways to make sure it's in a situation. Maybe it's just because I got kids that I'm talking
about. A lot of kids get out of school before 5 o'clock. Usually.
Usually.
Yeah.
But like I said, there are people that have been here years longer than me. You know? And it's like, By now you ain't got this kid situated.
That's fucked up.
I'm just being honest. Hold on, y'all. I gotta go get some gas. Hold on, real quick, y'all. Dagger's at the gas station. Y'all gonna follow me in here real quick. You look, it's funny doing the show live because you always think I'm crazy walking around talking to myself during the day. But hey,
I
fuck
bet. If I saw you, I would
too. But that's okay, y'all. I gotta go put some gas in my car. Hold on. But yeah. Like I said, I'm not knocking nobody with kids. I'm not trying to downgrade any of the people I work with. I'm not trying to do any of that shit. But it just perfected me the level of shit. We are actually able to get away with that a lot of us. And okay, my bad, y'all. I cut my own phone off. That's why I don't like doing the, you know, I'm ready to show up with my cell phone because my cell phone is so sensitive that it just cuts off at any time. Oh, duh. You ever hide something from yourself and forget where you found it when you hit it? Alright, I lost my money. We back. But yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's just the amount of shit we could possibly get away with that we're allowed to get away with and that actually happens at my job. What's the other side? The other side of 3, 2, 4, 12 or 4. Thank you. It just amazes me. People calling sick, just don't show up, this, that. And like I said, I'm always there. And if I'm not there, then it means I have a legit reason for not being there. or I'm just so fucking sick throwing up my guts or whatever, something like that, even then I try to take my ass to work because I'm the type of person that feels I ain't got shit else to do. Why, might as well go make some money. So after all that, and then finding out I'm like one of the, amongst the first on the chopping block and shit goes down or whatever, I mean, it does upset me a little bit. That's all. Oh, it's funny looking around, people looking at me like I'm crazy out here talking about stuff at the gas station. That's all right. Like I said, I'm doing a radio show. Y'all can look at me. And we out here in Long Beach. I guess I'm not in the hood, I'm not part of Long Beach. We out in the outskirts of Long Beach where the good white people be at. Avalon's and Lexus's and shit. You done? Don't want to. I'm finished. No, I don't want to. No, I don't want to retreat. Okay, we out. But, yeah. That pisses me off, really. Just to know that I put in that kind of work, I've done work, I don't show up late, barely calling sick, you know. Or if I do show up late, I call and let people know I'm going to be late, and then I tell them when I'm going to be, and then I make it in by the time I say I'm going to be in. Like, I do the shit that I say I'm going to do. So for me to do that, to actually keep my mouth shut about all the dirt everybody else got going on and everything, and then to find out that our shit goes down, I'm amongst probably one of the first on the chopping block to get up out of there because I'm the last one to join up, it's fucked up. Because it's not about work performance, you know. It's like in high school in a sense. That's kind of how my job is kind of looking right now. That's how I feel. It's like, remember in high school, you know, everybody was clicked off in high school. You had the sports people, the popular girls, the nerds, the bougie bitches. You know, everybody was all clicked off. And that's kind of what we got at AIT right now. That's kind of what we got at my job right now. We got the senior people that were there. Like, you know, they got their little section. Like, they've been here for, like, 2-3 years. So they try to click off together. The black folks are kind of moving towards each other. Like, there's only, like, 4 or 5 of us in the whole building. So they kind of, like, huddling up together a little bit, you know. And I have this one girl I work with who's the biggest fucking kiss ass. That shit is so sickening to me. It's one thing worse to me that I just don't like nobody that kisses ass. You know, like really, and I mean, kisses so much ass, like her head might as well be up people's butt cheeks. That's how much ass she kisses. You know, but at the same time, it's scary because y'all might keep her hired above me. But like I said, that type of shit shouldn't matter. You should be able to look at somebody's work, what they're doing, you know, and everything like that, and go off of that, but that's not the case. And I'm really starting to think and see that it's about who you know, what you can provide, what you can give, you know, things like that, or what you can do. Because like I said, this girl was the biggest kick ass. Oh, can I get that for you? Can I, you need me to do this? Can I, and then she tried to talk down to me. That's what pisses me off the most. He's like, oh, you sit around and kissing everybody else's ass, but you try to talk down to me. Like, I'm not even asking you to kiss my ass, but at least put me on the same level. But then you want to talk down to me, and I got to watch you kiss everybody else's ass, and you're the main one talking about me to other people when I'm not around. That's the shit. Oh, my God. Like we're responsible for bringing in a certain amount of appointments, so we got to set a certain amount of appointments, bringing a certain amount of people through the door, things like that. We do that on a daily basis. Now, like I'm saying, she'd be the type to sit there and be like, so ask me what I got, how many appointments I got for the next day, just so she can compare it to how many she got, so she can say some shit like, okay, well, I got 10. Oh, really? Don't lie. Like, if I got a high number, like if I did good today, she try to downplay it, like, don't lie. You don't really got that many. Like, yes, I do. And then, on the other hand, if I got, like, maybe 5 or 6, if it's a low day, she'll be like, oh, that's okay. I got 12. Basically, nobody asked you how many you had. I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what you got on you, what you do doesn't affect me. You know, I got to do what I got to do. You do what you got to do. Like, I don't care what you're doing over there. Oh, Did you do this? Yes, I've been here for a year. I know what my fucking job is at this point. When something changes, if there's a change in my job, then you can tell me what I need to do. All right, but nothing's changed. So I don't need you over my shoulder. And then she does that. You know how many people that just be just like right here on you? Like up close on you? Like you be trying to work and they're like right here, looking over your shoulder or some shit, or Because we sit on the opposite, like our office isn't that, our office, whole office isn't that big, but our room ain't that big either. But we sit, there's like four walls, and we sit facing, there's three of us in there, each of us face one wall, and the last wall just has everything else on it. So we basically got our back to each other. So her back is to me, and my back is to her. But she'll slide, and she'll get up from where she is, and just come over to my desk and just be around me. Wondering what the fuck I'm doing, looking at what I'm doing, like, go over there, like... And I can't say shit like, get the fuck away from me. That's what I'd be wanting to say. What the fuck are you doing? That's what I'd be wanting to say. Would you stop fucking bothering me? I'd be wanting to say shit like that. I can't say that shit, though. I want to, but I can't. And then I got a whole day. Plus, if she likes to listen to the radio, I don't listen to radio, regular radio. You know, I don't like the mainstream shit out there. There's too much other bullshit out there right now, so I don't listen to that shit. She be banging that shit. She can't bang it, but she be telling it. And then there's shit like I'll be trying to set an appointment, be on the phone doing what I'm doing, and she'll be in there all loud, maybe talking with one of the other coworkers or something or whatever like that. But let her be on the phone and be trying to talk or something to somebody else. Could you quiet down, please? I'm on the phone. You're just like, you do this shit. I can't hear the phone. I can't hear shit when you was talking, but I made it happen. I mean, like I say, it's just crucial. Like I say, just really watch the people that you're around, watch the people that you work with, because, like I'm saying, first come to shop, especially I can just see that, and that's just interesting. When it comes to money, when it comes to people's livelihoods, they will kill you in order so they can survive. Like, think about alive, you know, motherfuckers trapped on a plane and shit or whatever. Like, when it comes, I'm trying to think of movies where people killed themselves off. What else was it? What was it? Cabin Fever. Did you ever see Cabin Fever? Cabin Fever. I don't know if you've ever seen this movie, but basically, Cabin Fever, you know, people were stuck out in the somewhere, some cabin, and got some kind of disease and got sick and shit from drinking the water. But then, you know, he started catching it and didn't want to catch it from the other one, so they started turning on each other, you know, locking people up, you know, don't. And then once the motherfucker got it, though, they're all shit. Like, you know, everybody just turned on them. So that's what I mean. It's like when shit gets, you want to deal with people, you want people in your life, and you want people in your circle that when shit gets tough, they got your back. You know, they don't turn on you when shit gets tough. That's for relationships. That's for anything. You want to be around you. Around you should be somebody that when shit gets tough, at least not, they got your back. You don't want nobody, if they can't do anything, that's fine. But you don't want anybody that's going to either turn on you or make shit worse for you in times of struggle. Because, of course, you know, everybody's your friend when you got it going on, when you got shit popping, when you got money, when you turned up all the time, when you got a house or whatever, where that people can come crash at when they shit is all fucked up. If you got shit good and you got shit good going for you, then all kind of people want to fuck with you. You know, but the real people, and, you know, the real people around you are the ones that are there, good, bad, ugly. You know, no matter what's going on, they're still like fucking there. You know, I got homies like that ain't even out here, but I know it's like that. You know, my niggas is at Oklahoma. Shout out to my nigga Mac, my nigga Doug, Big Ah. That's three right there. These niggas all the way in Oklahoma. And I know if I were to be like, nigga, there's some serious bullshit going on here right now, my niggas will find a way to get to L.A. and we would have to handle some shit. You know, my nigga, you know, I lost everything. You know, I need to come move out there and start over or whatever. I'll be able to crash at my nigga's house and I'm ready to get started. You know what I mean? Niggas that I know got my back, and I would have the same for them if roles were reversed. Not everybody's like that. How many times have you helped somebody out and then actually ask for help, and then they can't do shit? Or they look at you or they come at you like you ain't never even did shit for them? Like, are you serious? And see, me, I'm the type of person, like I said, if y'all know me, I don't like asking for shit. I don't like asking for anything because, one, I hate owing people stuff. Because when you owe somebody something and you owe the wrong person, you know, they're going to come at you all kind of sideways or whatever for whatever or anything. So I already hate that situation, so I avoid that. And what the fuck are y'all doing?
Well, some people are walking.
I see you.
Hey.
That's not even a crosswalk. That's another thing. Fuck pedestrians that don't use crosswalks. If you're not going to use a crosswalk, that means you got 50% of car chance getting your ass hit. And you notice only Mexicans stop the Mexicans.
Shut up.
You notice that, right? Mexicans are walking across the street, and only Mexicans stop the Mexicans. There were two Mexicans in the car in the front.
Shut up.
Don't be lying to me because I noticed this shit. That happens anywhere else. Like I said, you go through like East LA or something like that. The Mexicans over there will stop for Mexicans. But let a black person be trying to walk across the street over there, they don't stop. So why I gotta stop for them? But that's how it is. Just saying. I forgot. I'm gonna say that whole thing just threw me off just now. What was I talking about? Do you remember?
No.
No? Oh, shit. No, I don't remember.
I do
remember. Oh, yeah. When people ask you for something, they don't. Yeah. And they act like they don't want to help your ass out or whatever. And then, like I said, for me, if I ask it for something, then that means I really, like, really need it. You know, like, that. I'm not asking just because I don't want to spend my own money. I'm not asking because I'm on some super shit. I mean, whatever people think, a lot of people ask for shit for all kind of reasons. I'm not that type of person. If I ask for something, I'm asking for something that I really need. And even at that, I don't even be asking for that much because I don't expect somebody to be able to give me that, you know. People ask me for, like, $200, $500. People will literally ask me for that sometimes. Like, no, I'm not about to give out $500 at once. Hold on. Uh-oh. That's what it called. Hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that, y'all. It's up there. Sorry about that, y'all. Like I said, I'm just all kind of fucked up right now. Taking calls and shit. I'm supposed to be doing the show, but like I said, y'all, it's Friday. I got a show tonight. I got to take these calls, man. I got to make sure people are situated. But yeah, man, this shit is just fucked up. How dirty people can do each other. So this is why I always say this too. Don't help nobody. Be better than me. That's my motto. Be better than Dagger. Because I have a problem with telling people no. Because I'm one of the people where it's like, if I do have it, and I at least somewhat care about you or something, or we had that kind of emotion, feeling, maybe you are, you know, whatever. If we've had some kind of history, the most likely if I can do it, I will do it. Because that's just the type of person that I am. But then also most people take advantage of that shit. You know, they tell you all kind of shit, give you the whole story, whatever, you help them, and then it's like everything just went away. Or, well, you helped them, everything did go away, but then they forgot that you just helped them get to their good feeling now, and they don't give a fuck. Or what the fuck did you do? Or, you know, you ever had the people that you help, and after they help them, they still got an attitude with your ass or something like that? Like, are you serious? Give me my shit back. Or you help somebody out, or you give them something, and they break your shit or whatever? Or, like, that's probably y'all with siblings and shit like that. So, I don't know. Or, just so much frustration in the world when I look out. And I think about the shit that people, not just me, people, everybody goes through their own shit in some shape, way, or form. But again, I said it a little bit earlier, I'm going to say it again now. Like I said, there's a lot of, you can avoid a lot of shit. And I'm telling you how. Don't help people. I'm telling you how to do that now. Don't help nobody. Or, like I said before as well, if you can't willingly give up something and put out or expect back, then don't give it away. You know, whether that be money, your time, whatever. When I loan something, somebody borrow money or this, that, or whatever, I expect not to get it back, depending on what it is. And if I can't not get it back, then I'm not going to give it out. Because I'm not going to be one of the people, like I said, people owe you money. I don't want to be one of the people always on your phone like, you got my money. Can I get that? You know, if I was that type of person, then, like I said, I'll be on my cousin's phone every day. That nigga owe me a G, you know, but I'm not going to do that. And I don't feel I have to chase. I don't want to have to chase anybody. I don't want to follow people around. I don't want to be that type of person, because if you owe somebody something and you know that, then you should give them what you owe. But again, people are people. People are going to be fucked up. People are going to do what they feel and what they want, no matter what you've done for them. So number one is just don't help nobody. All right. And if you are going to help somebody, however you're going to help them, expect the help without getting anything in return. Because that's the way life is. If you expect to get shit back, then it's going to lead to problems if you don't get it back. So just, if you're going to do it, just expect not to get nothing back. All right? Can we leave it at that? I'll leave it at that on that one. All right, so that's that. Next. Fucking police. Now look, there are some good police out there, but these motherfuckers, man, I keep coming across. Let me tell y'all what this motherfucker did to me yesterday. Not yesterday, it was the other day. I'm going to the homie's house, you know, and he stays, like, he lives on one side of the street. I parked on the other side of the street, and I usually just, you know, cut across the street like the Mexicans was doing just now. I did jaywalking my eyes, like, you know what I mean? I was about to do that. Huh? No, I do it, but see, even when I do it, see how they was walking across the street? You know what I mean? That's another thing. Again, back on pedestrians, you know what I'm saying? They were walking across the street. You know, I want to put some pep in those steps if you're not in the middle of a fucking crosswalk. You know, jog. Little, you know, something, a little two-step or something. Or whatever. I mean, you're already not in the crosswalk. There's no light. You would think you would want to get out of the street as fast as possible. That's another thing I can't stand. The people that jaywalk, but just stroll their ass across the street and just stroll like the light's green or they got a light or something like that. And that's what I hate, because then as a driver, you're expected to stop. I be scared to shit out there, people, man. I be pulling right around them like, I be wanting to.
I knew I felt some kind of way for some reason when I looked up and saw a cop.
I be wanting to hit people. You ever see those people that be daring you to hit you? This is mostly bums. You ever see the bum that don't give a fuck about his life and just stroll out in the traffic? I be wanting to hit the shit out that motherfucker sometimes. Like, he be wishing the motherfucker hit him. I be wanting to hit him too. Like I said, if I had a truck, I had a really big truck that set up really high with one of them big grills on the front or something like that, there might be a few dead bodies in the road. Because, I mean, if you can hit them and just wipe off the blood, it wouldn't leave no real dents or shit or whatever, you know? So, but yeah, but the police, all right? So the cops, right? So I'm about to walk across the street, and then the patrol car rolls by me like, I'm like, okay, I peeped him. You know, I saw he's like rolling, like I'm parking, he's driving like literally right by me. Now, yeah, I don't know about y'all, but whenever a cop car rolls by, I mean, I tend to look at the car. You know, you want to see if they're looking at you. So,
no, I don't look.
You don't look, I can look. Now, when I did this, you know, I saw the driver and cop looked at me like we locked eyes. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, so we saw each other.
And that's why he got
you. No, let me finish. That's not why he got me. Let me get one. You got me one? Yeah. Yay, super. But no, that's not why he got me. Let me explain. It's the dumbest reason why he pulled me over. He wouldn't tell me why I know why he pulled me over. He didn't admit to why he pulled me over, but I'll tell you why he pulled me over when we get to the story. Now, he drives by, and I just stand there while I wait. I'm just standing by my car, because I'm like, okay, so I was about to jaywalk. You know, I was about to come back, like, okay, now that he's seen me, I might not want to do this. I'm waiting to check the car, and sure enough, he slows down. But there's an island in the middle of the street, right? So, and now who's calling me? No, I can't take that call, sorry. So, there's an island in the middle of the street. So he slows down, he turns into the turning lane where he's going to turn around and come back. You know what I mean? And so I'm still standing there, so I'm like, all right, fuck, I see him about to fuck with me. And sure enough, coming the opposite direction already, on the other side of it, was a big-ass truck, a cop truck. So I'm like, oh, shit, there's two cop cars here now. So, okay, I'm not fucking around with you, dude. So I walk my ass down to the crosswalk on the corner. You know where the light is, wait for the light to change, go across the street now. The time that it took me to walk down to the corner and get ready to cross the street, I've noticed that the truck that made a U-turn in front of me going the direction the first cop car just went by, and the other cop car that drove past is coming back the direction. So they're basically hitting donuts around this one little island while I'm at, right? But they stop in the middle and talk to each other. So I'm like, okay, I don't know what the fuck. I really hope these people ain't fucking with me. But they ain't got no reason to fuck with me, but I really hope they're not about to fuck with me. So I walk across the street. Hold on, I got to text my nigga Fresh with it real quick. Hold on. I got to excuse me. So they done had some little conference in the middle of the street. And so when I get across the street and I go to the other side, of course the car pull up on me. Not the truck, the car. He cuts across four lanes of traffic to hit me up on the corner, like, hands on the hood. Like, ah, oh, shit, here we go. But I already know the routine. Cops don't fuck with me before, so it's not, I already know the routine. But we serious now? Here we go. Hands under the hood, bam. You got nothing on you, everything. And I'm sitting there, like, trying to figure out where all this is coming from, because, you know, just, but that's what they do. They fuck with black folks. I mean, it's a black man. I'm in Long Beach. You know.
Well, Long Beach police with the business, too. They always look bullshit.
Yeah.
All the motherfuckers, they come 5 deep. Like, motherfucker.
So I'm the Long Beach head of the sheriff's.
They need something to do.
So, hands on the hood. This motherfucker, man, he all in my pockets, but he's pulling out, like, I got my phone in my pocket, I got my wallet. He pulls the shit out and, like, throws it on the hood, like, throws my phone on the hood, like, boom. I'm like, man, he just threw it on my iPhone and shit. Like, nigga, hands behind your back. Like, he didn't cuff me, but he held me. He held my hands. And I don't know how cops think that's going to stop somebody. Like, he had my hands behind his back, but he told me to interlock my fingers, and he was holding the tips of my fingers. Like, man, I could break away from you so easily and break loose or whatever right now if I really wanted to, but we're going to go through this process. We're going to see what's going to happen. So, that takes all the shit out. He spreads the legs for me. And then y'all keep in mind, I'm like 6'5", 6'6". This dude had to be like 5'8", 5'9". I'm not good at heights, but she was shorter than me. He spread the legs for me, so I spread my legs a little further. You're kind of tall. I'm like, nah, you're kind of short. You know what I mean?
You're stupid.
But then he kept spreading my legs, like, way out, like I was so kind of like I was Jean-Claude Van Damme and shit. Like, I'm about to do the little spin kick or something or whatever. So I'm sitting here, spread legs on the corner. Look at these hoes walking down the street here.
Oh, my God. Only in L.A.
Straight.
Ratchet.
Hoes in training right here. You see these? Summertime is over. Almost over. But look at this. And look at this. What's that, the Mexican crew behind them? This shit is crazy right here. That nigga block be cracking right here. Freshly the block be cracking. These bitches right here is, they fat ratchet bitches. That's nothing worse. If you're going to be a ratchet, at least be cute. I'm sorry, nothing worse than the fat.
There's nothing cute about being ratchet.
There's nothing cute about it, but I mean, if you got to do it with a ratchet, you do it with a cute ratchet. You know the, I'm talking about, you know, the fat, ugly ratchets that just be like, all of that, but they're fat on top of that, so even they're being nasty is not attractive. Because at least a cute girl could be nasty and still be somewhat attractive. But a fat...
I disagree.
You disagree? Okay, well, I guess that's my opinion. We want to make a fresh when you get in here, but... Look at the... Oh, man, that bitch looks like she's 14 and weighs 500 pounds. There's no excuse for that.
It looks like they should have started.
I don't get it. But all right. But as I was saying, y'all, my bad. The cops, right? Niggas legs spread all in there. Niggas going up one side of my leg, grab my balls. You know, like really cop the feel of my balls. They went up the other side of the legs, grab my balls again. I'm like, man, you already checked my balls once. You gotta pat them twice. Like really? Like grip my shit. Like it's, and I guess motherfuckers really be hiding shit in their balls and everything like that. They must. So does that, fucking, grabs a nigga's balls and shit. Sits a nigga in the back of the cop car. Nigga, have a seat. You know, customer sits me down.
You say cop car, and it's like two of them behind
you. Nigga, I see them too, but fuck them. Hold on, let me get out their way.
Yeah, please see that.
He's a motherfucker sheriff. Probably the same motherfucker that pulled me out fucking with me the other day. Motherfucking shirts, man. Fuck y'all. But, yeah, curious, bro. Fresh with it, curious right here. We all fucking Friday, as you already know. But, just picked up my nigga Fresh with it real quick.
Live in the fish. With it, gang.
But, yeah, I was telling my sheriff story that happened today. I didn't get to tell you the other day, too, but I was going to tell you my sheriff story, but I didn't get to go. You got to get to say it.
But, nah,
just lean all over my car and shit.
But these motherfuckers, man, all right, so now I'm in the back of the car. This nigga pull off my shoes. I take his shoes off. He's all, and he's banging. That's what I'm saying. He's banging my shoes in the top car. Like, I got to take a compartment off the shoes. Like, bro. Like, these niggas rubbing my feet and checking to make sure I got shit in my thing. Nigga, I got a little callus on the bottom of my foot, right? I don't know why, but I got one there, right? So he touched the callus, like, what's this? I'm like, you gonna get a foot, you gonna like take your off or something or whatever, man? You wanna give me a pedicure or something, nigga? What you doing? What's that do? Like, nigga, and you know you get a little callus on your foot, you press on that shit, that shit hurt. I'm like, man, you hurt me, man. What the fuck? I was like, man, you gonna do my feet while you down there? He's like, nah, man, you need to go to Simeon Core, so she, you know, tried to crack a little joke or whatever. I'm like, nigga, you acting like you about to do that shit, man. Like, what the fuck? Then, all right, they closes the door. So now I'm sitting in the back of the cop car, right? Sitting in the back of the cop car. The cop that was fucking with me that went and talked to the other two cops in the truck, but they laughing. I'm like, what are these niggas over here laughing about? Like, and then I'm in the back, and then there's a female passenger in the front, right? Now, I didn't notice before I got in the car. I thought it was a lady cop. But then I started noticing, this is not, she's not acting like a cop. You know what I mean? Cop with a question, cop with a fancy shit. Female cops like to get involved in shit or whatever. And I'm in the car talking shit. Still, I went all the way down to the fucking crosswalk just so y'all wouldn't fuck with me. And yet again, I'm in the back of the police car and y'all fuck with me. He's like, y'all gonna fuck with me anyway, huh? She's like, yeah, probably. Like, you know, I'm talking to the other lady. So I get out the car finally, right? He finally lets me out. And then it's like, okay, well, he took my ID. I'm in the back of the cop car, right? So he goes back to the front of the cop car where he just dumped all my shit out onto the cop car. And now he's going through my wallet. Like every crevice of my wallet he's going through. He's clearing out all my cards. He's digging behind the little shit, like, you know what I mean? My ID's right there in front. So he wasn't looking for my ID. He pulled that out afterwards, like, after he did everything else, but he wasn't looking for my ID. Like I said, he was all in my shit. Like, they're pulling out all my cards and everything like that. Gets my ID, comes back, sits in the car, and I'm like, now I'm like, here's the number one thing you want to do. If you want to fuck with the police, make sure you're legal. Because, yes, I was talking shit. I wasn't being disrespectful. But I was cracking jokes, and I was talking shit because I was legal. Now, I'm not going to listen to the nigga asking this shit like three fucking times. Like, how many times I got to tell you no, that motherfucker? Yeah, like, I'm not on probation or parole, motherfucker. No, I'm not. Are you on probation or parole? No.
Fuck
nigga, I'm not. And then he finally looked up at the computer and shit or whatever, and I'm like, okay. So now he's like, okay, now go. Now, he pulls me back out of the car, and I'm standing like, okay, I'm putting my shit on there. And I happen to look, and I look over. Oh, no, you still smoking the cigarette. That's why I just smoke mine now. I happen to look over, because now I'm standing outside the cop car, but in the front passenger side by the window, right? I mean, why do I look in the passenger seat, and there's a pedestrian female sitting in the passenger seat? Street clothes. A woman just sitting in street clothes. Now, but it hits me. It all comes together and it hits me to realize what actually just transpired. Now, here's the real story. When that cop drove by me, she had to be on one of the ride-along things. I think the cops still do this where they take pedestrians to ride along with them to see how they act during their stuff. Like if it wasn't a ride-along, it was his personal bitch or whatever this bitch or whatever it was. The bitch wasn't a cop.
Weird shit, but he probably just picked a little bitch up.
That's what I'm saying. Probably picked her up. But I bet exactly what happened was he looked at me when he drove by. And then so hard, I was basically like, hey, you want to see me fuck with this dude right here?
Yeah.
I can just see that. Hey, you want to see me fuck with this dude right here? Watch this. And then pull up a boop, boop. Right, nigga. And I know he was probably mad because there was nothing wrong with me. You know, nigga, I didn't have no weed in my pocket before it changed. I had nothing on me. I was good. Lucky I did because he would have found that shit the way I just thought he was about to ask me to spread my butt cheeks. That's how much he was all in the nigga's shit. Yeah, but that's it. And then I looked, and then I was really on there once I saw it at the bitch. I'm like, but yes, I knew I was right. Because I was like, yo, get these up. But actually, no, let me take it back a little bit further. Because now the little short dude, like 5'9", he was like 5'8", 5'9". Like, so I'm not good with how this happened. The motherfucker's going to tell me, oh, size 16, huh? That's what size 2 you wear? I'm like, yeah. Oh, I wear that too. Nigga tried to stomp down his foot, like, I'm like, man, ain't no way to hell. Just 5'8" nigga wears a 16 shoe. He was like, man, you don't see these shoes right here, man? 16. I'm like, man, okay, now even if those are 16s, it doesn't count when you stuff half the shoe with a sock. It don't count. It's still not a 16. Yeah. But the cop's laughing now or whatever, right? So I'm knowing this, oh, he was really just out here just fucking with me, right? But this is exactly what I said. When I saw the girl in the front, and this is how I know I was right, I said it just like this. I was like, wait. I know you're not fucking with me to impress her right here, are you? That bitch started rolling. She started laughing her motherfucking ass off. And he started laughing too. So that, you know when you call somebody out on something, they start busting up usually. Or they try to duck their head or whatever. This thing, she started busting up like, yeah, like, And then he was like, nah, man, look, be honest, like, we done now. Be honest with me. Like, I feel better. If you can tell me that you was just trying to repress this girl right now, right? But now he's all trying to get back in his car all fast. Like, no, we talking. Where you going? Now we can. I thought we were there. You know what I mean? You don't stop me from doing what I was doing. So let's have a conversation now. You don't find out I'm all good now. Now you're ready to go and run off.
We almost got shot right there.
Yeah, we did almost get shot right there. That's that place right there. Yeah, we did almost get shot over there. That's Blood Central over there. We was in there and did our thing. That's where nigga got shot almost for his leg. Nigga almost get popped the leg. That's okay. No, but yes. So I said, no, like I said, my shit's still on the hood. He's like, man, you need to get your stuff or whatever. The nigga's hopping in the hood and damn near drives off, but my shit's still on the hood. I'm like, a second ago, if I would have been a nigga trying to get the fuck away from you all fast and everything like that, y'all would have had a whole case on a nigga's shit just right now. But you literally, like I said, you had nothing else to do. There was no crime going on anywhere. There was, you know, nobody was being robbed. There wasn't a murder. There wasn't nothing else you had to do. But you wanted to impress this bitch by fucking with me. And then what if I did have something? That's why that truck was there. Because if I did have something, he could have fucked with me, got me arrested and everything like that, but he would have put me in the truck and then would have got back in the car with the bitch like, hey, you see how I did all that? See that? That's how I do out here. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out of here, man. I had this bitch laughing a little more than he did.
I'm
gonna
push one.
Oh, okay. Oh, I gotta actually jack you in. Hold on, I gotta do that real quick. But yeah, that was the. And it's just like you really just ain't had shit else to do, and that's what pisses me off is cops like that. On the other hand, though, I would probably be a cop like that, so I can understand it. Cause I'd be fucking with white people. If I was a cop, I would be like a Beverly Hills cop. I'm gonna go to Beverly Hills, fuck with the rich white folks. Could you imagine? You know, drive the car now, sit on the curb. Cross your legs. You know what I mean? How am I going to get fired? They can report me all they want to. I have probable cause. You look suspicious. That's what they be saying to me. You fit the description. Your car with this make and model was reported in a robbery about 15 minutes ago, you know, fleeing the scene. This kind of car was fleeing the scene of an accident. I'll find an excuse. They can find one, I can find one. So that's what it do. Hold on, I gotta pull up my whole fucking screen. Because like I said, usually Fuck You Fridays, not a lot of people call in and join in on Fuck You Fridays. I mean, sometimes. Last Fuck You Fridays was pretty cracking. I guess I should pay attention to the road, huh? I'm just driving over the lanes and shit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, I'm a dangerous driver, but I'm a cautious driver. Does that make sense?
Double negative.
It's a double negative? But it still works out. Like I said, you still trust me to drive, though, right? You be trusting me, fucked up, biz, whatever. You still trust me behind the wheel, though, right?
I wouldn't trust anybody.
Because, like I said, I've had a lot of years of practice, y'all. I've been driving since I was, 14, 15. Been smoking since I was 12. You know what I mean? I say it all the time. Like I said, those people, that's another thing. There's a commercial, don't text and drive. No, you can text and drive if you can text and drive. If you can't text and drive, don't text and drive. It's like if you can't handle your alcohol, you know, don't drink and drive. No, you got to be careful. You got to get that app on your phone. This is why some people need Apple. It's like everybody with Apple is. There's an app for it where they'll tell you where there's a roadblock in effect somewhere.
I got an app for that.
Or if you're coming next to a roadblock or something.
I got
that
on my Twitter.
Oh, you got a Twitter. Everybody got a different one. Okay, well, as long as you got that, you need that. Find out where the fucking roadblocks are set up at, and then you can drink all you want to and just avoid those streets. Stay in between the lines and drive really slow. People don't realize that a majority of cops, and this is when you're in traffic, majority of cops only pull you over if you look suspect in some shape, way, or form. If you swerve in and out the lanes 2-3 times, within 10 minutes, then yes. You know, they're not going to get on you for just switching lanes. Some people be telling me, like, man, why are you switching lanes so much? And then, like, man, they ain't going to fuck with you as long as you actually driving. It's when you look like you suspect that they fuck with you. Or if you driving, like, look, niggas never roll like 5 cars. You know, we said, what's the rule? No, never pass 3. 2, really 2.
3 is pushing it.
Yeah, even 3 is pushing it for niggas. Two, you just want really you and the homie. You can have one of the homies in the back if that's pushing it, and you got to know your area, you got to know where you're at. Four niggas in the car and up, they fucking with you. If they see four niggas in the car, you're getting pulled over. They're going to find the dumbest reason to pull you over. Because y'all got to realize, we're dealing with police, it's a numbers game. Because you can hear shit when you can hear it, at least in my window, because it's right here. So I want to make sure motherfuckers can hear me when I'm addressing them. But, but I really want to smoke this cigarette, too. No, hold on. Actually, no, that's not what I'm doing. I want to get to the studio session. That's what I'm doing. My fault, I'm fucking up. Like, you don't want to give police a reason to fuck with you. A 4D is like a reason to, like, niggas. Girls can get away with that shit. A cop will pull over a car full of girls just to holler at all the girls, just to see who's in the car. You know, there's a difference. A cop will pull over a car full of niggas because he knows on average one in four niggas got a problem with him.
Right?
Yeah. There's something wrong with him. Now, if you want to be that nigga that's like, man, I don't got to give you my ID. I'm a passenger. Well, you can be that type of nigga, but then it's just going to stretch shit out even further. So, I mean, it's just knowing you. But you gotta watch them. You gotta be careful. Like I said, y'all just out here just doing whatever. The police is hoping y'all doing whatever. Like I said, police, they look for reasons to, and y'all realize they often get paid and shit. They get advancement off of arrest. So the more arrested they get, the more high profile you are. If they lock your ass up, then they've done something. They get a bonus and shit. They may get like some stickers there. I don't know what the fuck they do in the police department, but they may get some shit. You know what I mean? Let me see if I can get my nigga fresh with on the official line real quick. Hold on. Let's see if we can get this going. Is it going to work? Is it going to work? Come on. You can do it. I know you can do it. You know, it'll beep in your phone and shit if it says you are. But it's going to tell me you are right here. You are. There you go. Fresh with it.
Can you hear yourself?
Can I hear myself? No, you're not supposed to be able to hear yourself. Did you on the phone, nigga? Do you ever hear yourself?
No.
Oh, you look like John, right? Talk
about on my phone.
No, I can't hear you, but I can hear you here. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. I guess as long as everybody else can hear you, why, you got to mute it or something?
Nah, I don't hear you.
Oh, well, no. Nah. Well, you
yeah, man, push the best with it. Fuck everybody. Fuck you Friday. Fuck him, fuck her, fuck you. That's how we get out with it, gang.
Oh man, so friends, what was it? Did you just have a run-in with the police? Not recently. What was that situation where they was fucking with you in your car and they let you go?
Somebody let me go.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just a process, though, right? Like, but you escaped because you had something wrong with your shit and they let you go. Well, did you look up on something? Am I tripping? I'm tripping. Don't mind me.
What the fuck you talking about?
All right, let's see.
We was on our way to the show, and the motherfucker stopped me.
Stopped me over here because my license shit was fucked up. Oh, okay. The car was in, had a black eye. <laughs> <laughs> when the license, you know, <laughs> you know, they pulled me over and shit. Crazy, crazy. And they had, like, weed in my pocket, but they didn't do shit. They let me keep. I was either everything. Now, you lucky. Like I said, sometimes, like I said, some cops is cool. Like I said, I'm not sending this out to all cops. Some cops is actually cool. All cops.
Hey, but I got an uncle that's a sheriff in Atlanta. In Atlanta? Yeah. Yeah, Atlanta, man, they beat your ass out there, man. Over here, man, the cops will fuck you up, man. I'd rather take an ass whooping over jail time anyway.
Remember house party?
Yeah.
And then it was like, man, why deal with the people with these niggas? We can take these niggas down to the dock to beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
But I was I would rather take a hospital than go to jail, man. Jail, like I said, jail ain't for people. Well, jail's for some people. Some of y'all should be in here to throw the way that shit away.
I'm going to go to jail. It's like a reunion.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. I have some people that tell me, like, they go to jail, they get out, and then they go back, and the same motherfuckers that was in there when they was in there the first time is the same, still in there. Like, oh, man, you back? Like, how do you have these kind of conversations? Like, I can't see it.
I knew a nigga soon as he saw her, he beat her again, and he ran right back to jail, like, beat him.
Oh, wow.
That morning, like 5 o'clock that evening, he locked up like a motherfucker. He used to come in the back seat, he was crying. He's like, oh, my God. Okay.
But it's like you were dumbass, but I still believe, like I said, if you were in jail, then you did something dumb to get there. Smart people, at least smart people doing fucked up shit, don't get caught, don't go to jail. So there's something that fucked up, or you were dealing with the wrong people that could have snitched on you or did something like that or whatever. There was something that you did somewhere in what you had going on that fucked up that led you there. That's what I'm saying. You'll be surprised. The most you get for weed now is what, a ticket, as long as you don't got no big ass, like, brick or some shit in the back or whatever, I mean? Less than an ounce. Okay, all you need is less than an ounce. See, and once, see, that would be the one good thing that I may get my weed card. Like, I don't want to go against my bars. You know, I don't want to get a weed card because I got too many. But at the same time, you put out that weed card on motherfuckers, they're going to shut the fuck up, too. Like, yeah, man, that shit is medicinal.
That's what they got.
Yeah, they put that nigga in jail. He was whooping like, nigga, I got my weed card, nigga. I got it at the house. The whole thing, though, he was on probation or parole.
Oh, what's
they
this?
Ran up in his house, took his class, and took him to jail.
Oh, wow.
First shit, like, yeah.
Oh, see, yeah, that's some fucked up shit, man. See? I said, I don't know, man, but this is what I be talking about, man. You see how much, what's up? You see how much shit motherfuckers already got to deal with where the extra shit people put on themselves is unnecessary as well? You know, I don't get why people do that. I don't understand, and y'all should never do shit like that. Who the fuck is that? Oh, okay, tripping. Wrong driveway. Oh, I should steal the truck for the night. I want the other keys in here. All right, y'all got to excuse me. We had another location real quick. We got to get fresh for the evening, so we're breaking into somebody's house real quick. Hold on. Yeah. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Like I said, we good at breaking in, but we're breaking in. I'm breaking in.
Right.
Don't for me, that's something else.
We didn't
see the breaking part.
Let me talk. Well, come on. What are y'all doing?
What are you
breaking? Not literally like that. I got, come on. Y'all motherfuckers are crazy. I mean, I am breaking in. I'm not literally breaking in, but technically not supposed to be here, but it don't matter. We're here. Y'all gotta excuse me, breaking in. Y'all gonna hear an alarm. Beep, beep. Hold on. See, don't never break in this shit unless you got the code. Don't, but see, I got the code. We're okay. Uh-oh, gotta go get it. Clear, yeah, finish that shit out there. Can I what? Where is it?
I don't know.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, what's up? All right, I'll get it. It's just the, but yeah, y'all. So we in here about to get pressed to death. Wait, actually, what I'm gonna do is fuck. Wait, no, you gonna finish? I gotta hit that cigarette again. I'm gonna get in the shower because I ain't showered yet. Y'all showered. I gotta take a shower. So I'm gonna let my nigga Fresh with it take over fucking Friday for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and we're gonna see what this nigga got to say and talk about. But that's in a second. And hold up, looking for something else real quick. Nigga, get my cigarette back. Nigga, look at that shit. Nigga, that's my cigarette. I shouldn't have to ask you to hear it. What's up? Ain't got it yet, nigga. Like, I got it. That's the next thing. I'm like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. Speaking of the weed, he wants to bring up some shit. We got some. Let's handle that real quick. Real quick smoke session right here on Fuck You Friday. Like I said, Miss Curious, Fresh with it, hanging out with me right now. Got a big, got to get turned up tonight. Who the hell is Bishop James Ferguson? See, look at this shit. Who the fuck? What the hell is the Los Angeles Police Department mailing shit here for?
When you break into people's house, you're not supposed to look at their mail. Fuck
that. I'm looking. Go up to people's mail is fun sometimes. As long as you don't open it, then it's not a federal offense. Oh, see, that's that state of California unemployment check right there.
Ooh, yeah.
Nigga, that EDD. Some of y'all know about that shit. Don't act like y'all don't know. Who's this? That may be, nah. Nah. Nah, bunch of bullshit. The AARP, that's an old people insurance.
Right.
Oh, damn, ain't unless you call out on my car, see? That'll be fucked up. Niggas trying to leave and can't go nowhere.
On the west wing.
But, oh, man. But, no, but for real, I'm feeling good about tonight, like I said already. But ain't no telling when it. But ain't no telling when it. What a night's gonna go. What? Y'all talking about me? That was something. Yep, yep. Oh no, she don't she's like West with it, man. She don't fuck with that dirt that we be on sometimes, man. You know, we he like, look at I gotta excuse us a little quick smoke session real quick season. I gotta hit the boy with time about. But yeah, but shit, folks. Nah, we don't got. We'll hit that for later. Like I said, do smoke sessions later. We gotta do that. I gotta make sure the camera charged up. Gotta get some footage. You haven't seen the official Winter Boy performance. This is the first time for you. Gotta get a lot of pictures. You know, it's gonna be interesting night. If anybody got nothing popping off in L.A. tonight, man, if y'all in L.A. want to come back to the show, man, take us out, downtown L.A. I don't got the address in front of me, y'all. I shouldn't have said that unless I had the address up.
Right. What is it called, The Element?
It's called The Element. Downtown L.A., it's on Santa Fe. Let's
I saw like six people today. That's
no.
Like, it's like, me, I'm like, I got you. How much is it? I'm like, I don't know.
It's only $10 overall. Oh.
You can't really hear because my shit is on mute.
Okay.
I hear myself over your phone. That shit weird.
I don't understand what you're saying, but as long as you hear yourself, then it's okay. But like I said, when you take over the show for a little while, when I get in the shower, you're going to have to, like, handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, just making sure. So you were unmuted. Were you muted the whole time?
Yeah.
But you still heard yourself when you were talking?
Yeah.
You
right
still,
here.
Yeah, okay. So,
I can hear myself right now.
Okay, so it still worked out. You can still hear yourself? Damn, this Bluetooth is cracking.
Yeah.
They didn't leave me the Bluetooth. You know what I mean? Like, see how you hold, see how you're getting that crick in your neck, holding that phone up to your shit like that?
Only because I don't
have
those speakers.
I'll
never do it.
I put this
in those speakers.
Now, see, I'm going to luck up on this, though. If I go things right, like, I'm breaking in here. A couple of years from now, whatever, weighed out a lot, this may be my shit. You know what I mean?
Pay for it.
You know what I mean?
Because,
I mean, what it happens is, because you know what I realized? I got my name on a lot of shit that I don't own. You know what I mean? Like, you know, niggas' credit's been so good.
Yeah, I just got it out on the floor.
I'll pick it out there.
What was the point?
Why? Is it your mail?
That's just retarded.
I just did it. But I noticed, because, you know, nigga credit been so good and shit or whatever, you know, all his life and everything. You know, I have my name on a lot of shit that I don't actually own. Like, technically, my name's on this house. Technically. You know what I mean? Because I'd have to help somebody, you know, co-sign on some shit or whatever. Nigga, my name's on a car that I don't drive. You know what I mean? My name's on somebody's electricity bill at a place that I don't stay at. You know what I mean? My name's on a lot of shit that don't got shit to do with me, you know? And then that shit made me crazy sometimes, like, and that's what kind of pisses me off. It's kind of my fault too, because like I said, if I didn't spread myself out helping everybody else out with their shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, I would have had my own shit by now. Or, you know, ain't no telling where I would have been by now. Let's put it that way, you know. But like I said, it's fucked up, but it is what it is.
That's what I mean on Facebook.
What did you see on Facebook? Hey, how's it going?
The Polathon? It's the contest for strippers.
Oh, wait, hold up. I never heard of this. Okay, now what's a Polathon? Yeah, let's.
The Polathon is where strippers go and they perform on the pole in a contest. So I guess whoever has the best routine
on the pole
wins the Polathon.
Now, who judges the Polathon? Who are the judges?
Who judges the Polathon?
But who are the judges?
I don't know.
You don't know? Just ran
away. I saw a flyer, like, the pole is out of cracking.
Oh, it's out here?
It's in Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta.
Well,
hey, a cuss. Uh-oh. You know what the cuss fault? No,
my plastic.
Ain't no bullshitting. Actually, we should break apart. Wait, is there some drink in here already open? We can't open no drink in here, but there's some of them maybe able to sneak some. Hold up. Well, feel free. Like I said, okay, but I want to hear more about. You got to unmute real quick. Okay, so I want to hear about the Polar Star a little bit more. Like, is it already on? Go ahead. Tell us about the Polar Star.
All right.
About the Polar Star
is where strippers go to compete on the pole, right? So, you know what I'm saying? They say, come one, come all, come see the strippers perform. Because that's what's going down, I guess, you know. That's how it be sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Strippers strippers be on the pole, and then I guess whoever twerked the pole the best get the cup or something. I wonder what the prize is for that, though. You know what I'm saying? I wonder what the prize is. Do you get, like $3 or something? I don't
know. No, mute, but still talk, because I'm coming close to you, so you can still.
Like, what is it, like $3 or something? Like, what is, like, they just make it rain on them? Like, I don't understand.
Uh-oh. Wait. But wait, Atlanta is all about strip clubs, though, right? Ain't Atlanta one of the strip capitals? Like, you go there for strip clubs and shit?
Females go to the club in Atlanta and throw rats. Imagine the dude. Like, if you're going to be a stripper, go strip in Atlanta.
Yep.
I had a homeboy take me to Atlanta, went to the strip club, and fell in love with a stripper. He said he gave her all of his money. He went to the club with $300
and he went home with $5. That thing is crazy. I was like, he's like, man, anything, the next day, he went back.
That's crazy.
But I still believe, I'm sorry, even if I had that kind of money, I would not just pivot on a, I would not give it to a, you know what I mean? I can't imagine myself at a strip club.
You
and
have
just,
that kind of
no.
Think about it. Like,
no.
It'd be like,
I would still think about it. I'm sorry.
If I had that kind of
money. I like money too much.
Me too. But check it out. If we was at a strip club and we was getting paid and her bitch was dancing and she did a trick, she only get paid if she got tricked.
Right.
So the ones when they just make one cheek go up and then the other cheek go up and then it bounce up at the same time and they go to the beat.
$5. Okay. $5 is good. No, but see, here's what I do, right?
But it's not, so it's going to be a special.
Now, here's what I do, right? Now, see, you were talking about he was going to the club with like $500, walk out with like $5, right? See, I go to the strip club with $10 and leave with $9. You know what I mean? Like,
what you doing here? You get $1 and put a string on it. You throw it, and then you keep bringing it back, and then you can throw it in.
No,
when I had the strip club, and this nigga would change.
We was at the stripper party. We was at the stripper party, and the homeboy Bamboo, hey, shout out to the homie Bamboo. This nigga Bamboo is burnt. This was dancing, right? Yeah, the nigga throwing dollars. And, like, niggas wasn't throwing dollars, but the nigga who was throwing it, he gave niggas, like, $10 in one. Like, here, man. Like, just for the bitch to keep dancing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying, boom. So we throwing dollars and nigga Bamboo pull out like nigga sticky shit.
Yeah.
And he was humming the door. Like, I swear to God, hit the bitch in the face with like a purple dumb dollar. Like, what the fuck? She thought of this nigga stopped dancing and everything. Like,
but he
is
with
a dollar in the face.
Like, we're crazy. No, see, I was at when I last strip club I went to, like the last one I went to, and this is it was probably the most I spent on one girl. I think I gave her like maybe $5-6 at once. But she here's what she did. This bitch went to the top of the pole. Like, man, she should have been the pole Olympics. Is that what it's called? Pole Olympics?
Pole-a-thon.
Excuse me. She went to the top of the pole and she had on. You know, they got the G string. You know, the strippers wear like whole different layers of clothes, but they all be tight. So she was down to the last two. She had the G string on. And then had, like, little baby shorts on underneath that, right? This bitch was at the top of the pole, nigga, like, did the thing when she went upside down, like, caught her with her legs. And I don't know how she did it. The bitch started spinning around, like, coming down. But during that whole process, never touched the pole with her hands. She just kept doing her legs. Nigga, she pulled off the shorts, nigga. And by the time she... Yeah, nigga, I'm looking like... You know, that shit, you talking about tricks. That was the most... Nigga, because she had shorts on. You know what I mean? She had her shorts, booty shorts. The one that was already at the crack her ass, right? And like I'm saying, she was at the top, nigga. She locked in her legs or whatever she had to do on the top. You know, so then she's leaning back. And then she started... She, like, spread herself. She was like, it was, but was did a little slow corkscrew down. But as she was coming down, nigga, I don't know how she did it and how she stayed on the pole, but she pulled down her shorts, nigga, and was still adjusting her legs and everything. So by the time she got to the bottom, she was in all G-string, nigga, with her legs. I was like, bam, and then just threw it off the top. I'm like, oh. That was good.
You were like, oh,
nigga,
that was
$6. That's $6. That's $6. I'm not throwing no honey. I'm not throwing no honey. I'm not throwing no honey. Y'all got to excuse us. Y'all, if we had live video right now, y'all understand what we do. Okay. We got the pole.
She was upside down.
Upside down. Okay.
And she walked the air down.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
And she was like, and when she got to the ground, she like put it back up and was like still popping. But the walk was cold. It was like the Matrix. Like she was really walking like that. And I saw, like, two other parodies of it.
Nobody was on it. Nigga, I was at the other strip club. I was at one. And the big, like I said, I was in there with my vibes on. Usually when I go to strip club, I pull out the amount of money I plan on using already on top, so I don't got to dig in my pocket. My money's already out. So when I got this Laker visor that I rock when I go to the, like, strictly for the strip club. I rock it, and, you know, on the visor, I wear it backwards, so it's just all open on this side. So I light up the dollar bills along my visor. So they get to think like, okay, oh, he out here spending money. But they don't realize this is all I'm spending, what's on this visor right here. They're like, oh, he's spending money. But, yeah, this is all I'm spending. So what's these are going on? Yeah. But I sit in the front row by the stage, right? There's one girl walking by. She's doing her little thing over there. I'm like, okay, I'm observing this shit. The bitch walk by, and then what she do is, like, when she walks by, I'm looking, but she's, like, crawling, like, right here next to me, right? And she walks by, and she's, like, jiggling for some money, and I'm, you know, I'm like, okay, I've seen that ass before. I'm not tripping on, you know, he little dude. But then I look over this way, and then I turn my attention away, and she was still sitting right there, so I guess that pissed her off. She hit me with her ass. She swung out and was like, bow, like, hit me in the cheek with her ass, like, bow. I'm like, oh, my bad. Like, then I gave her a dollar. I'm like, okay, you got my, yeah.
Like I said, you got a trick.
Nigga.
You just dancing like, ah, this.
Nigga, you ever seen a midget stripper?
Nigga.
You ever seen a midget stripper?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
I was watching midget porn the other day. That shit is crazy. That shit is crazy.
Have you seen
midget food? He was on it.
now, what you think is worse? You just had to bring a porn real quick, but hey, fuck it. Midget dudes fucking grown women or grown male fucking midget girls? There's a difference. Because midget, you know what I haven't seen? I haven't seen midget porn.
Yeah,
I haven't seen midget fucking each other. Oh, no. I
just midget porn, like, this is crazy. I had to click on it, like, wait.
Nah, but you know what? The one is the fucking, you seen the one-legged stripper? Have you seen her? Oh, my nigga, she straight dances with a prosthetic leg, and then during her show, she just whips it off, like, fuck it, I don't need this. But it's like, but she can only wobble, like, one cheek. Because, you know, I guess with girls wobble, you need the thigh to make it ripple up or whatever, right? And she don't got the ass muscles. I'm asking. I'm curious.
Hey,
what do you need? What do we need? I'm sorry. I was guessing.
Because,
I mean, because unless you got the butt cheek muscles to flex your butt cheek, like he was talking about earlier, the girls that got the butt that could do it, like, left. Yeah, I got a week. But, you know, the ones that can flex the bust, like, left, right, you know what I mean? I can do each one or whatever, like, so that's fine. But as far as, like, the true wobble or you need some kind of back muscle.
Yeah,
Right? Come on, curious. Help us out here. You're every, so what is it? What is it? You got booty. How do you make yours vibrate? Oh, okay. That's how I feel. Fine. Don't get an answer to my question. Yeah, we. Miss Opinion over here. You're not gonna answer how
do you,
how do you make it wobble, make it shaky. How many videos
are you doing? That's what I'm saying.
Unless you have the actual ass muscles, girls be cheating. Because how many videos you see where girls are shaking their ass, but it's like this part that's vibrating down here and it ripples up?
They're just like moving their legs.
Yeah, they move their legs and it ripples up the butt. You know what I mean? That's what I see. Now, if there's something different, then yeah. Or you have the ones that get down low and arch it or whatever, right? He's sitting here laughing at me. I'm just going off of what I see. How many times they do that move but that's still five muscles. How when they drop down that catcher stance, you know what I mean, down here. And why, you know what I'm talking about? Okay, see? Okay, I'm not crazy. I mean, people be thinking I'm crazy fucking sometimes, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Give me an iron, bro.
And you need an iron? Everybody needs something. And you need to play with the flat iron. See, I need to take a shower. You need an iron. You need a flat iron.
You need to do
the most. The iron. It don't take me though. Y'all don't see me going here like, poof, come out, and it's going to be fresh, like my nigga fresh with it. Is this enough space for you to do here, or do you need a whole board?
No, that's cool.
We plugged up right there. Just got to plug up. There you go. Oh, man. But see, let's think about it like this, though, right? I also want to get at the point where when niggas got shit set up, like, I wish I did have my own spot, like, even something like this or whatever. Because niggas, we got a show, niggas, everybody meet up at the spot, like, 4-5, niggas get all the way right, everybody just get ready or whatever, and then we all just roll out. That's what I'm saying. I was looking to see what was already open. The brandy. The Earthen Jug. Yeah, the brandy's open, the tequila's open.
Let me have some of that tequila.
Yeah,
that tequila.
No, we good. Like I said, hold on. We just can't kill this shit in here. Hold on. It was funny. Last time I broke in this house, man, they had one of these in here, man. It was on ice though. It was in the big freezer, nigga. So finished that shit.
Yeah.
You have to hear that shit later, but it's okay. Who's drinking my spiking first? You just adding it to your wine?
Yeah.
Girls in this, I keep saying that. Girls in this wine shit. I don't get it, but pink Moscato. You know my nigga is funny. I don't know if my nigga Lion's listening right now. My nigga Lion from Lion's Den out in Denver. I forget where it's from. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm a little high, a little under the influence. But my nigga Lion, he drinks pink Moscato. He be on that shit. I don't know if he drinks pink Moscato, but he drinks Moscato.
And hey, I drunk like a bottle of Moscato before, and I was fucked up. Like, for real, my girl had
niggas
just sitting there. I was like, man, I'm
going
to drink this shit.
I mean, you drink it if you ain't got
nothing
else to drink.
Straight out the bottle. Hey.
I mean, you drink it if you ain't got nothing else to drink.
I got like half of that motherfucker. I was like, damn.
But I mean, as for me, when I'm sitting there at the liquor store and you looking at all the shit that you could choose to juice, that you could choose.
I was fire.
Okay.
Ice. I fire, so you didn't say
bye. Go ahead.
My hands are
probably. Oh, my God. You really are that old. Yeah. I see why you work with that.
I'm in my freezer, but I mean.
I see why you work with that.
I see why
you work with the people you work with.
Yeah,
a little bit. Because you're a complex yourself. It's okay. I'm not a judge. I got complexes, too. But they're complex, but it's a good complex to have. Because you keep shit clean, you keep shit in order. That's good.
I judge people.
Huh? He don't mean he judges you, he just judges people in general. Why are you alone? You about to get up. It's okay. We're all friends here. Okay, I know it's fucking Friday, but we good.
I'm good.
Okay, as long as we're good, we're making sure.
Don't mind me, I just talk about it. I just be talking shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm not easily offended.
That's good to know. That's good to know. So far, what's the longest you went without talking to a girl and then she ever came back around?
Like, I don't know, because if I hit, then I can fuck for life.
That's what I think.
You know, like,
like, you know, I never had someone just say, oh, I ain't fucking with you no more. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, let's say, okay, you fuck, you lose contact or whatever, and then what was the longest somebody just came back around? You know,
a couple
just,
years?
Like, what's a couple? Like, literally, like, 2 or 3 years?
Maybe, like, 3 or 4.
3 or 4, so you know, I see. Yeah, it's funny, man. You know,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I fucked this one girl.
One girl.
And then I had fucked her sister. And it was cool. Like, it was tripping. That was the craziest shit I've ever seen. You know you're fucking a big sister. You know what I'm saying? She won't have a problem with that.
No. Not a problem. One time I fucked the big sister. And then
I heard that story. Yeah.
And then the little girl and the little sister wanted some. So I did a little sister sign, but then the little sister was the one that told me to, like, keep it on the DL, and I was like, okay, I mean, I didn't care at the time, you know, but it got back, and then come to find out, the little brother wanted to beat me up for fucking both of the sisters. Like, nigga, what the
hell?
Thank you. Why are you talking about it? How did it come out? Like, man, because, I mean, as a nigga, as a man, you gotta understand, you know what I mean? I understand it's your sister or whatever, and at this other time, man, you the little brother. You know, he was the older brother, then maybe. You know, if he was the older brother, then maybe you might have some kind of like, okay, so say so. But if you the little brother, you know what I mean? Like, nah, I don't mean, you the little brother. Take your ass back, wherever you going, go in there and drink some milk.
I don't know. I had to deal with little brothers, big brothers. They always was cool with me. I played the game with them. They was little dudes. I give them $1 to go to the show, poke your sister real quick. You know what I'm saying? And it was all good.
Nah,
big brothers, you know, they like me because I wasn't no buster when they walked in. Like, what's up, homie? Like, what's happening, dude?
Go ahead and unmute your phone because I got to go in here real quick. But, yeah.
Speaker.
But yeah, hold on. Good. I gotta go on that phone real quick. Here we go.
Yeah, you know, here's the best unit. I'm in my motherfucking pants and shit. Because you know, that's how I get down.
But yeah,
so
what
we're
talking
about to be turned up. Hey, man, what happened to the tequila, man?
What happened to the what?
Tequila, nigga.
It's on this thing right there, nigga. I poured you a cup, nigga. You want me to drink it for you?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, nigga, turn your motherfucking head and look, nigga.
Okay. Well, shit, my bad. I was
posting
this way, nigga.
Yeah, I know. Oh, shit. Hey, phone, let's try it. Wait, nah, I don't think you can do it. Can you, got 3-way on your phone?
Yes, I do got 3-way.
You think you can call Wes on your phone?
Yeah.
See if you can get Wes on the line on your phone real quick. Yeah, see if you can get Jackman on the line real quick. While we're getting ready to see where my nigga is real quick. Because I think I can just talk shit for 15 minutes real quick before I get in the shower. Don't got to wait to get in the shower. So we only got 15 minutes. We can ride out the rest of fucking Friday. I should be pouring myself a drink. But I'm going to get off some of that Irken jerk. That's what I'm going to fuck with. Because y'all the niggas done got the tequila already, so I don't want to make it too low. Damn, ain't no fucking apple juice in here? Tequila or some ghetto Kool-Aid. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But yeah, y'all. Oh, man, Winifred's in the building this evening, y'all. We about to be... Oh, man. Is he coming through? Did he come through? Oh, yeah, bring it back. Get back on there.
6-1-7-3-3-1-7-8-7
is okay, let me come back in here real quick.
I didn't know how to
answer that. You got the nigga name all on the number all on the airwaves.
It wasn't a whole
name. Nah, a piece of it. You know the motherfuckers out there, you know West? West with a guy, you know. We got fans out there. They may be trying to track him down. And, whose number is that?
Just send them the fresh, nigga. Fresh.
Now, who the fuck is all this? Now, let's see. Like, right this second? No, okay. There's 18 around the corner. We can go. Who the hell is this? I get the weirdest. Oh, this nigga niggas, not bullshitting with the weed. Shout out to my nigga Mac in fucking Oklahoma. Look at this shit, my nigga.
Yeah,
and you see the box on the floor behind it? Goddamn.
You always gotta check out the back room.
That nigga big weed smoking out there, man, as you should. Damn. King Louis OG. Like, is, I don't know, is that good?
Yeah.
King Louis OG? That's the business? Oh, man. Yeah. And now the weirdest people text me. Like,
it's a great iron. Like, wow.
It's interesting to see, man. You know when we go out to these shows, man. Ain't no telling what happens. That's part of a good thing about life. Is like, it is a question mark sometimes. Because, you know, the shit we do. Like I said, last show we did, nigga, we almost got blacked at.
Fucking with you, because you want to call Lil Wayne and shit out.
I didn't, but again, like I said, man, I don't know how.
You know what it mean? I had to tell these niggas what he meant last. He's like, man, he like the Samoan, I think. So he's like, man, I'm going to bring my homies. He's like, man, niggas don't be tripping. Time I go with the homies, niggas be tripping. I'm like, nah, I guess you be good. Like, my nigga pick spots where, you know what I'm saying, they just be like rappers and shit. But
yeah,
they don't really be like gang members and shit. He's like, okay. I'm like, it's a club and shit. He's like, all right, for sure.
Yup. Oh, I gotta put on my speakerphone. Come on.
Yo, hit me on this phone.
No, I probably got cut off. My nigga just got an iPhone. That's
we got 10 more minutes.
We're quiet. We got 10 minutes. You gonna call him back? Oh, you gonna call back to the show and then call him first? All right. Well, hold on. Oh man, I'm supposed to be faxing off some shit real quick, and I keep bullshitting. So, oh shit, that nigga gotta try to jack you in on my phone again real quick. Damn. Nigga, you got me feeling too much. There's only 10 minutes left. So, nigga, you got me feeling too much. There's only 10 minutes left. But now, hold on. I'm trying to load up my phone again. Oh, man. What is everybody out there doing tonight, man? Whatever y'all out there doing tonight, I hope y'all safe. Hope y'all sound. Know what I'm saying? If you fuck in, make sure you strap it up. Don't trust these bitches. Ladies, same thing. what else? You out there drinking, getting turned up, watch the police.
Y'all niggas need to call in and tell this nigga, police need to make fresh with it a savage. That's what y'all. 13 callers to call in and say that fresh with it is a savage, you're fine.
Man, you had a nigga, the most you got, there's some rice, you can put that in the microwave. There's some mixed vegetables over there, you want that? That's how you feel. Hey, nigga, don't come over here and eat up shit. Or you got some hot dogs, nigga. How you want some hot dogs? There you go. You want some hot dogs? Ham sandwich. I'm not making you a sandwich, nigga. Okay, I'm making sure you was. I'll make sure we had that clear. Oh, it's bread already out. Not bad. And a slice of cheese. This is straight also like this bread, ham, and cheese. That's it. And mayonnaise, mustard, relish. Just mustard? Man, y'all here, you want some grape jelly, nigga? I don't know what nigga put on sandwiches. Okay, just making sure. Y'all gotta excuse us, man. My nigga Fresh, we hungry as fuck, homeboy ID and shit up in this motherfucker. Oh, man. My nigga Chip, hold on. Chip touchdown in L.A.? Nigga, come to Pro People's house. Come on. All right. He's calling me, y'all. Y'all gotta hold on real quick. I gotta go off air real quick. Hold on 1 second. Your kids come in.
Young Kip.
And nigga, Young Kip coming down. All right. He's about to be turned up tonight, y'all. He's about to be turned up. Kip ain't been out here in a long ass time, man. Now he's finally getting off to the show and shit. Finally, he's out to the show. Yeah, he's going to be in the building like a motherfucker.
Hey, Kip, my nigga. What? You think Kip used to steal my rhymes and shit? Damn. He didn't even used to steal my rhymes. He said, Cypher, just say one of my verses. Damn. Damn. And play it off like
it was
good for shit.
Yeah,
I heard the story
and shit. Well, I guess we'll get to the bottom of that. We'll have a smoke session later. We'll talk and talk shit up. Also, make sure y'all, like I said, we're trying to get this Witty Tube cracking. So if y'all get on YouTube or you get on Facebook and you on my page, Darius says you're on my nigga Foe's page, Foe the Great, or even Drew Hodge. I have to say Drew because that's his shit on Facebook. That's how you're going to find him, you know, Drew Hodge, a.k.a. West with it. You know what I mean? Y'all look at any of those. Y'all going to see our smoke sessions. Make sure y'all support those, too. We're trying to get those views up because I know y'all be out there smoking like we be smoking. Man, you feel better now, nigga? You got your sandwich?
When I eat this motherfucker, I holler back at you.
Oh, shit. But yeah.
Nigga, you just wave your hand by the cash in. The future of
nice in here. It's nice. That's why. See why it's nice to break in sometimes? You break into people's houses. Like, see, I wish I lived here. I may live here down the line, but it's funny. It's going to be the cold part. Because if I live here, later, probably all this shit going to be gone. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Who's sure going to take all this shit with them? But whatever, we here. And, yeah, man, I think we're going to get up out of here, man. Because like I said, I got to get ready. I don't want y'all to keep talking to me. Unless you're going to talk to me. You're going to talk to somebody in the show and get ready. We're going to keep the show actually going, or you just, or how you feeling? Because you got to get ready to shit, too. Yeah, we're going to drink and everything. So, yeah, y'all. We're about to get up out of here. It's Fuck You Fridays. Like I said, thank you for being here. You've been hanging out to the, you know, the West Coast, L.A. I don't know what I want to say, man. I'm trying to say all kind of shit.
L.A. West Coast all day.
L.A. West Coast all day. My nigga talking my whole line. But, yeah, the Dagger. A.K.A. 4DB with it. Shout out to my nigga Fresh with it, West with it, IB with it. We're about to get in the motherfucking building in downtown L.A. tonight. About to do our thing. Like I said, if you were chilling, hanging out, the only thing y'all got to do to help us out here at Bang Out Radio is talk about the show. That's it. I don't know no other easier shit to do. And y'all musicians out there, and y'all independent artists, y'all send me y'all music. That's what y'all got to do. All right? Y'all got to talk about the show, too, as well. But that's all y'all got to do is talk about the show, all right? Because, like I said, nobody's going to believe me when I say we got shit popping here. When I say we look at it, nobody's going to believe me. They'll believe y'all if y'all tell us. Friends believe friends, all right? So all y'all out there Twittering, all y'all out there doing all that shit that I'm not doing, y'all can do that for me, all right? So, oh, man, so let's see. Fuck You Fridays, yeah, every Friday, 6 to 8, like I said, I was by myself today, but at least I got to the homies, so I wasn't really by myself, but nobody called in today, so, yeah, that's all right. I got off some shit I had to get off, and like I said, we got a show to get ready for, so that's what we're about to do. Every Friday, 6 to 8, Fuck You Fridays, so if you got a problem, if you got an issue, if you got a beef with somebody, family, friends, something going on in your business, you know, whatever, relationship, anything you want to get off your chest, holler at us, all right? Every Friday, 6 to 8. Slap Sundays, y'all know what's up there. Every Sunday, Sunday 7 to 9. Playing the slappers all the time. I write from all the independent artists. And we got the Triple M show on Monday, 7 to 9 as well. But it's just all music, just the opposite of what the day show is. All right, so just all music, all music, all music. And then, of course, West Coast Wednesdays, home nights with Queen B. You know what I mean? That's that late night where we talk about adult matters and adult topics, you know? So I got y'all covered at least 4 days out of the week. All right? So fuck with your boy. All right? Tell your friends to fuck with your boy. And we're going to keep it pushing and we're going to keep it moving. So, again, thanks for being here. Shout out to the Boss Lady itself, Boss Tall Pants and Shay. And, yeah, we out here. Fuck y'all. That's in a loving way. I say that in a loving way, all right? But bottom line is, fuck the bullshit, fuck the drama, fuck the haters, fuck anybody that's standing in the way of doing what you got to do. Fuck them. Two middle fingers to the air. Do what you got to do. Keep it pushing, all right? Fuck y'all, because I know y'all saying, some of y'all out there saying fuck me, so fuck you too, and I'm out. See y'all next week. Wait. No. Do this. I'm going to say it like this before I leave. Fuck you. You're cool, and fuck you, I'm out.